Muzičari nedelje.
Ćao svima, moje ime je Marko, okrenuli smo muzički datumi za ovaj ponedjeljak na Oradiju, a danas ćemo pričati o nekim zanimljivim datumima u muzičkoj istoriji i čuti neke zanimljive pesme. 8. jula 1970. godine u Los Angelesu rođen je američki pevač, tekstopisac, producent i multiinstrumentalista Beck Hansen, profesionalno poznat kao Beck. Svetsku slavu je stekao još u ranim 90. godinama sa svojim prepoznatljivim eksperimentalnim stilom stvaranja muzike širokog spektra muzičkih žanrova. Danas on je muzičar koji obuhvata folk, funk, soul, hip-hop, elektronsku muziku, alternativni rock, country i psihodelik. Objavio je 13 studijskih albuma i knjigu sa notama, a ovog umjetnika su kritičari i publika uvrstili među najkreativnije muzičare 90. i 2000. godina u alternativnom roku. Slušamo prvi njegov najveći singl iz 94. godine pod nazivom Loser, koji je postao hit širom svijeta. A 9. jula 1973. godine američki bend Funkadelic objavio svoj 5. studijski album pod nazivom Cosmic Slob. Iako je naišao na pozitivne kritike, album nije imao nekog velikog uspjeha, niti imao neki veliki hit sa albuma, a na Billboardovoj pop listi albuma dostiže tek 112. mjesto, a na 21. mjesto je na R&B listi. Ipak mi danas slušamo istoimenu pesmu kao i album pod nazivom Cosmic Slob, možda i najbolju pesmu sa ovog albuma.
Vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. With a phony gas chamber, cause one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in a bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose job, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite. He's choking on the splinters.
So I won't hit the door. I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Get crazy with the cheese ring.
So I won't hit the door. I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Drive-by body pierce. Yo, bring it on down.
So why don't you kill me? So why don't you kill me?
little smile she was sure to try to hide the fact from us that life was really tough. I can hear my mother call, I can hear my mother call. Late at night I hear a call, on the lawn I hear a call. She said, Father, Father, it's for the kids, any and everything I did. Please, please don't judge me too strong.
Sign.
Would you like to dance with me? We're doing the cosmic slop. Would you like to dance with me? We're doing the cosmic slop. Would you like to dance with me? We're doing the cosmic slop.
She was going off to the ghettos. Tricks would come and then they go. The neighbors were talking, call her Jezebel. But always with a smile, she was sure to try to hide from us that she was catching hell. Hey,
hear my mother call. I can hear my mother call.
Late at night I hear a call. On the lawn I hear a call. She says, Father, Father, it's for the kids. Any and everything I did. Please, please don't judge me too strong. Lord knows I live no more.
Devetog jula 1946. godine rođen je australijski pevač i tekstopisac Ronald Berford Bon Scott, najpoznatiji po tome što je bio glavni pevač i tekstopisac australijske legendarne hard rock grupe AC/DC sve do svoje smrti 1980. godine. Scott je rođen u Škotskoj i živio je tamo do 6. godine, sve dok nije sa svojom porodicom prešao u Melbourne 1952. godine. Svirao je pevao u nekoliko bendova sve do 74. godine, dok Dave Evans nije zamijenjen u grupi AC/DC. Njihova slava rasla je 70. godina sve do albuma iz 79. godine pod nazivom Highway to Hell, koji je dospio do prvog mjesta top 20 albuma u Americi i postigao veliki komercijalni uspjeh. Međutim, nakon smrti Scotta 19. februara 1980. godine, bend je kratkotrajno prestao sa radom, a njihov naredni album Back to Black je posvećen ovom pevaču i postao drugi najprodavaniji album u istoriji. Slušamo prvu pesmu sa istoimenog albuma pod nazivom Highway to Hell. A 10. jula 1979. godine engleski rock sastav Kinks objavljuje svoj 17. studijski album pod nazivom Low Budget. Nakon manjeg uspjeha prethodnog albuma i za razliku od prethodnih više nostalgičnih albuma, ovaj album sadrži pesme koje opisuju aktualne događaje tog vremena. Muzički ovaj album je nastavak benda u rock stilu sa više modernih zvukova. Uprkos tome što je imao neuspjeh u Velikoj Britaniji, album je imao veliki uspjeh u Americi i dostiže do 11. mjesta američke top liste albuma. Slušamo istoimenu pesmu kao i album pod nazivom Low Budget.
Season take her on a one-way ride, asking nothing, special offer, and they hurt me a bit. Even my trousers are giving me pain. They were reduced in the sale, so I shouldn't complain. They squeeze me so tight, so I can't take no more. They're a size 28, but I take 34. I'm on a love budget.
What would you say?
Yeah, I'm on a love budget.
Oh, you said that?
I'm on a love budget. I'm a cut-price person in a low budget, man. I'm shopping at Woolworths and low discount stores. I'm dropping my standards so that I can buy more. Sure keeps me on my toes. I count every penny and I watch where it goes. We're all on our uppers, we're all going skin. I used to suck cigars, but now I suck polo mints. I'm on a love budget.
What did you say?
Yeah, I'm on a love budget.
Oh, you said that?
Fill where nothing can last. Money is rare, there's none to be found. So don't think that I'm tight if I don't buy a round. I'm on a low budget.
What did you say?
Yes, I'm on a low budget.
I thought you said that.
I'm on a low budget. I'm a cut price person in a low budget land.
Jula 1959. godine rođena američka pevačica, kantautor i producent Susana Dean Vega, poznatija po svojoj elektronskoj muzici. Njena karijera traje više od 30 godina. Došla je do izražaja sredinom 80. godine objavljujući 4 singla Marlene on the Wall, Luca, No Cheap Thrill i Tom's Dinner, koje su ušli u top 40 lista singlova u Velikoj Britaniji tokom 80. i 90. godina. Vega je objavila 9 studijskih albuma do sada, a mi slušamo njen hit iz 81. godine, pesma Tom's Dinner, koju je 90. godina obradila britanska pop grupa DNA. A 11. jula 1975. godine britansko-američki band Fleetwood Mac objavljuje 10. album pod nazivom Kao i Band. To je bio njihov drugi istoimeni album, prvi je bio njihov debi iz 1968. godine. Među njihovim najvernijim fanovima ovaj album se često naziva i White album. Ovo je prvi album sa Stevie Nicks kao vokal nakon što je Bobby Fletch napustio band krajem 1974. godine. Album je dospeo do prvog mesta Billboardove liste 200 albuma više od godinu dana nakon objavljivanja. Proveo je 37 nedelja u top 10, a više od 15 mjeseci u prvih 40. Album je izbacio nekoliko hitova koji su bili u top 10 na listi singlova, a mi slušamo jedan od njih pod nazivom Say You Love Me. I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window.
window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice. Da 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 da
9. jula 1959. godine rođen je škotski pevač James Kerr, koji je bio glavni vokal benda Simple Minds. On je sa bendom ostvario 5 albuma koji su završili na prvom mjestu na top listi albuma u Velikoj Britaniji, uključujući i pesme Belfast Child iz 89. godine, koji je bio na prvom mjestu liste singlova. Pored vrlo uspješne karijere sa Simple Mindsom, ovaj škotski muzičar imao je svoj debi solo album koji je objavljio 17. maja 2010. godine pod nazivom Lost Boy aka Jim Carrey, na kojem se nalazi i prvi single koji ćemo danas da čujemo. Pesma se zove Shadowland. Album je dostigao 94. mjesto na britanskoj top listi, a također napravio uspjeh i u drugim zemljama poput Njemačke, Italije, Francuske i Belgije. A 14. jula 1994. godine američki kantautor Elliot Smith objavljuje svoj debi album Roman Candle. Iako je album snimljen još krajem 93. godine od izdavačke kuće CVT Search, album je žanrovski u nekom sirovom indie folk zvuku, gdje Smith svira gotovo sve instrumente i koristi jeftine dinamičke mikrofone za snimanje ovog albuma. Slušamo pesmu Lost Call, ali pre toga James Carey i pesma Shadowland.
To me, tell me what's last call, he was sick of it all, asleep at home. Told you off and goodbye, but you know one day he'll come to haunt you, that you didn't tell him quite the truth. You're a crisis, you're an icicle, you're a tongueless talker. You don't care what you say, you're a jaywalker, and you just walk away. And that's all you do. A drop of the fading air, sand in your shoes. Maybe wonder. It all, the endless stream of reminders made him so sick of you, sick of you, sick of you, sick of yourself, sick of you coming around, trying to crawl under my skin when I already shed my best defense. It comes out all around that you won, and I think I'm all done. You can switch me off safely while I'm lying here waiting for sleep to overtake me. Still here, but just check to make sure all you aspire to do is endure. You can't ask for more, knowing you'll never get that which you asked for. So you cast your shadow everywhere like the man in the moon. You start to dream. Just wanna continue. It'll all be yesteryear soon. Start to drink. Just wanna continue. It'll all be yesteryear soon.
Jula 1962. godine rođena je američka pevačica i tekstopisac Joan Elizabeth Osborne, koja je snimala i nastupala u raznim popularnim američkim muzičkim žanrovima kao što su pop, soul, rock and roll, blues i country. 80. godina ona formira svoju izdavačku kuću Women Hips da bi objavila neke svoje snimke. Potom potpisuje za Mercury Records i izdaje svoj prvi dugometražni album Soul Show, a potom njen drugi album Relish iz 95. godine koji donosi njen hit One of Us, po kojoj je većina i prepoznaje, a mi danas slušamo upravo ovu pesmu. A 9. jula 1996. godine kanadski alternativni band I Mother Earth objavljuje svoj drugi studijski album pod nazivom Scenery and Fish, objavljen od Capitol i Amy Records. Ovaj album je njihov najveći komercijalni uspjeh. Do aprila 99. godine je prodat u 320.000 primjeraka. Album ima psihodelični zvuk sa više post-grunge elemenata i vuče na progressive rock svirku. Slušamo pesmu 3 Days Old, ali pre toga Joe Osborne i pesma One of Us.
Just a slob like one of us. except for the Pope may be in Rome.
Slow, you caught a roaring cold.
10. jula 1954. godine rođen je engleski pevač, muzičar, tekstopisac, muzički novinar Neil Francis Tennant, ko-osnivač synth-pop duo Pet Shop Boys, koji je formirao u grupu sa Chris Lowe 81. godine. Radio je kao novinar za Smash Hits i bio pomoćnik urednika u magazinu sredinom 80. godine. Dok je išao u školu, svirao je gitaru i čelo, a jedno vrijeme je igrao i u folklornoj grupi Tast. Slušamo pesmu Heart koja je dostigla prvo mjesto britanske top liste singlova za samo 3 nedelje 88. godine. To je bio i posljednji njihov broj 1 pesma sa njihovog drugog studijskog albuma Actually koji je imao veliki uspjeh. A zanimljivo je da su ovu pesmu prvobitno napisali za Madonu. A 13. jula 2006. godine engleska pevačica i tekstopisac Lily Allen objavljuje svoj debut album pod nazivom Alright Still. Snimanje je počelo od strane Future Cut produkcije, a Lily odlazi u Ameriku gdje sa Greg Krustinom i Marka Ronsonom konačno završava svoj album. Album je pretežno pop zvuka sa utjecajem ska i hip-hop muzike. Slušamo pesmu koja otvara ovaj album pod nazivom Smile, koji je bio i njen najbolji single sa ovog albuma. Next to me.
up my mental health. I was quite unwell. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you're calling me up on the phone, so you can have a little wine and a moan. It's only because you're feeling.
I za kraj slušamo debi album pod nazivom Introducing the Hardline According to Terence Trent D'Arby, američkog pevača Sananda Francesco Maitreya, poznatije kao Terence Trent D'Arby, koji je objavljen 13. jula 1987. godine od strane Columbia Records. Album je odmah postao veliki uspjeh u Velikoj Britaniji, provodi ukupno 9 nedjelja na vrhu top lista albuma. Širom svijeta album se prodao u milion primjeraka za samo 3 dana od dana objave, dok je u Americi njihov uspjeh bio nešto sporiji i dospio do 4. mjesta. Pored nekoliko velikih hitova koji su bili u top 20 poput If You Let Me Stay, Wishing Well, Dance Little Sister, mi slušamo pesmu Singer Name, koja je možda i najbolji single sa ovog albuma. Bili su to muzički datumi, ćao!
Along with no one more to deal with. wop-de-bop-de-bop.